This is Craig Charles, BBC Radio 6 Music. Can you feel those waves? Are you feeling relaxed? Because this is the calm. Now it's the storm!
It is time to release
the Trunk of Punk! This is the Craig Charles Show, BBC Radio 6 Music. Home of calls, I can't speak to anyone. I'm about to talk to Lisa and Jane from over-50s punk band The Hamones, who are about to hijack my trunk of punk. Lisa and Jane, are you there?
Hello.
We are.
Where is there?
We're in Oxford. We're in Florence Park, which is a gorgeous bit of East Oxford.
OK. The Hamones, it's spelt hormones, but is it a kind of tribute to the Ramones, the way you pronounce it?
Yeah, it's the hormones. So we've got a capital M in there to help people know how to pronounce it. But we don't really care. You can call us what you want and it's all fine.
Yeah, we're punks. We don't care.
Listen, many members of the band hadn't played instruments or sung before forming, had they?
Yeah, most of the band had never even touched any of our instruments at all. So, for example, Deb had never touched a bass. I had never played drums. The guitarist hadn't played electric guitars and... Lisa had never sung in a band.
No, I like to sing a lot, but not in public generally until now. and it's been great fun. We got together in the March and everyone started learning their instruments and then played our first gig in June last year.
With two songs.
Wow. Listen, the bassist, you mentioned Deb. She once said that older women feel unseen and a bit invisible. I was wondering how can the anti-establishment nature of punk music help to redress that?
It's because it's so unexpected. We're taking up a space that people don't expect us to take up. And the response when people see us on stage, I mean, we range in age from 50 to 77. And, our instruments include a washboard and a recorder. And we're just doing something people don't expect us to do. Also, punk gives us a chance to have fun, be silly, but also be a bit angry. And there's a lot of over 50-year-old women out there who've got a lot to be cross about.
Where did the idea come from and how did you get involved in the project?
So we saw an article in the newspaper about a project called Unglamorous Music in Leicester, and they had helped women of all ages, ordinary women who'd never played an instrument before, to get together, make bands, write songs, play gigs, and we thought that was very inspiring. So Deb posted on social media, who fancies joining a Oxford punk over 50s feminist band? And nine of us said yes, and all nine of us are still in the band a year later.
You're going to hijack my trunk of punk. What are you starting off with?
We are starting off with Hoys and Girls, who were just fantastic. V Subversa was 46 when she started the band, and she sings a lot of stuff about how any age you can do whatever you want, break all the rules. She even broke the rules of punk. You know, we were teenagers listening to this middle-aged women talking about how women can do whatever the hell they like, and that was great influence on us as teenagers. So we hope we also influence teenagers with what we are doing.
And what track are you going to play?
Oh, we're going to play Jump Mama Jump.
Talking about breaking the rules of punk and stuff like that, how do a washboard and a recorder fit in?
You'll have to come and see us and find out. It's great.
I love the washboard. Okay, so after Jump Mama Jump, where are we going to go then?
We're going to go with the Cramps, Human Fly, which is a great old favourite, and it's one that we cover in our band, and it's a general favourite of ours, and it's just so deep down and dirty.
It's gorgeous and dirty, and when we play, we always feel like some people might not know the song, but when we play it on stage, that first kind of dirty guitar that comes in, the people that do know it are all like jumping up and down and straight on the dance floor. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And the third song is actually, it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Bad Reputation, which is a kind of it's like a on the border of punk and rock. We like this song because it's the attitude. It's such a punk attitude and really says a lot of what we say. So with this song, Joan Jett was struggling to get anyone to listen to her when she went solo because she had a bad reputation, because she was doing all those rude and borderline illegal things that men at the time were doing and that she wasn't supposed to do. So she wrote a song about it and I believe started her own company and put it out. So it's, I Don't Care About My Bad Reputation, which is, and we start off with that song in our gigs because We don't care. We're just going to do it. And what people think is irrelevant.
What about your families? What do your families think?
Oh, they totally love it. We've got some teenagers ourselves, some of us, and they're very supportive. Yeah. You know, it could be cringy for them, but it's totally not. They just think they're so supportive.
Yeah, so suddenly we're cool, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, people are saying, like, some of our teenagers are saying we're cooler than them, to, you know, yeah. And it's all very good humoured. Yes, just fantastic. I really recommend it to anybody.
Yeah.
Pick up an instrument, find some people to do it with, make a band. Do it yourself, break all the rules, have some fun.
Yeah, get on stage and swear at people. It's brilliant.
I wish I was cool, Dad. I'm not. I'm just putting put the bins out, Dad.
Oh, that's cool, Craig.
Listen, good luck with it all. And as I say, I can't wait to come and see you sometime. This is your Trunk of Punk.
This song's for all you punk mothers out there. Come on and hide it. Let's have you. Jump, mama, jump.
Then let's do Craig Charles, drunk punk. Oh yeah, drunk punk.
There's 96 eyes. I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Right. I don't know why.
but I say, right tonight, I say, rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Oh, I just don't know why. The trunk of
Lisa and Jenna, the Hormones, Take a Bow. What a banging trunk of punk. Makes you want to go kick a bin. Joan Jett, the Blackhearts, Bad Reputation, the Cramps, Human Fly, Poison Girls, Jump Mama Jump. And No Name Nancy says, yes, Craig, Poison Girls, more Poison Girls. Ooh, more Cramps too. Don't thank me. Thank Lisa and Jane of the Hormones. Hi, Craig. Great trunk of punk. I'm 54 and in a Brighton band called the Doll Hearts with three women in our 40s and 50s. It's literally the best fun ever. Sir Sharon in Brighton. Really enjoyed that. The Hormones, they're playing the Bullingdon Arms in Oxford on the 28th of April. Head to thehormones.org for more information. If you want to get involved, we do it every Wednesday. Don't have to be an expert, just an enthusiast. Send us your three favourite punk tunes and we could be getting it on. WhatsApp 03700 100 600, text 64046.
Six Music.